From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. While a bipartisan Senate bill would help farmers replace worn equipment faster and encourage new job-creating purchases, Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts and Ag Democrats Amy Klobuchar and John Tester want a five-year depreciation schedule instead of a current 7 years for certain ag equipment. Now, the idea is to help farmers replace worn-out machinery faster with new job-creating equipment purchases. Well, American Farm Bureau has pressed for same-year business expensing and so-called like-kind expensing to replace worn equipment. AFB, Senior Economist Bob Young.
I'd prefer 5 to 7. If I could get one, I'd take one. I want that number to be as small as I can get it to be.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency says farmers and ranchers, on average, finance farm equipment for 5 years. Now, Young says the quicker producers can turn around farm equipment, the quicker they can put more farm machines into service.
That technology is coming on board really quickly, whether it be precision agriculture, whether it be the way we're able to put the seed in the ground, whether it be the way the sprayer happens to work.
AFB tax advisor Pat Wolf said earlier the White House was not clear in its tax plan on business deductions.
There was no mention about business deductions, like the deduction for business expenses, like whether or not farmers would be able to use like-kind expensing or cash accounting. Those details are yet to be determined.
Chairman Roberts says his proposed tax code change would allow for predictability and fairness and let producers produce more efficiently, and they could do it at a lower cost. Well, we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about windbreaks, trees and shrubs, and they're feeling effects of the dry conditions this year in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana. Really suffering. CRP acres, they're open for livestock production. We'll talk about that next.